Millions of Americans are hitting the road this week to mark Thanksgiving with family and friends, so it's an appropriate time to consider how much it's going to cost you to fill up your gas tank. Phoenix's average price for a gallon of unleaded is $3.03, while Tucson's is $2.55. That huge difference may not make any sense, but Phoenix and Tucson get their gas supplies from different sources, and prices are also impacted by world events and natural disasters. With me to explain more about that is Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, as I mentioned, Phoenix and Tucson get gas from different sources, so explain what those sources are.
Gasoline can flow from New Mexico and Texas if you're in eastern Arizona, whereas if you're in Phoenix, gasoline tends to come from the West Coast, and that is certainly a game changer, especially when West Coast refineries, those refineries in Southern California that feed into Phoenix, are having issues. And when that happens, you tend to see a massive disconnect between what gas prices are in Phoenix and Tucson because they are fed by different refineries in different regions.
Why is that? Why are the sources different from, these are the two biggest cities in the state, why don't they get it from the same place?
Well, pipeline flows may be different. This may, you know, go back decades, if not longer than that, that pipelines were built in certain areas to connect these areas differently. And over the test of time, nothing's really changed. It's worked out. But over the last, say, 10 or 20 years, as refineries have closed down in California and the West Coast, regulation has increased, and that's kind of changed the West Coast more than it has the Gulf Coast, where there may be less regulation surrounding refining. So over time, due to these various closures, by the way, the trend nationally has been refineries shutting down in the last 30 years or so, but nowhere have there been more shutdowns, or I should say have the shutdowns had more effect than on the West Coast, not only because less refineries, but more regulation as well, which does tend to have an impact.
Does that explain for us why gas prices on average are up about 17 cents a gallon from a year ago in Phoenix while they're about even or just down slightly in Tucson?
That's exactly it. Refineries in Southern California have not only had unexpected outages, but they've had power outages related to the wind events now that utilities in California have been shutting down electrical service ahead of wind events to prevent wildfires. And that has an effect on gasoline production. Those refineries obviously can't make gasoline and other refined products without power. So that has an impact on supply and demand, of course, more of an impact on supply, and that impacts prices.
Patrick, this is not in the U.S., but it's in our neighbor to the north, Canada. There's a lawmaker in British Columbia has proposed a law that would make gas prices more transparent. From a general standpoint, what do you think of that, and are we missing transparency when it comes to gas prices here?
Well, there's transparency. I don't know that everyone digs for it, but certainly I would say the U.S. has much more transparency in prices than Canada does. In fact, there's an entire department under the Department of Energy called the Energy Information Administration that looks at prices, that comes out with data that's very transparent. And once you sit down, it does take quite a bit of time to equate this to price movements. But if one were to do this that has no background in oil and pricing but has a background in economics, they, after some time, would be able to see how prices react when supply is threatened as a result of some of these outages. I don't think the average American would understand how much role there is in supply and demand that affects gas prices. But, you know, certainly I would not argue against having more transparency, but I believe that in the U.S. there is a very good level of transparency. When there is an issue in Southern California, we can see it coming, and we can tell people exactly what has happened and why prices are going up. And that's simply the law of economics, that when supply is drastically curtailed and demand is not, that prices would go up.
Okay, now we are in the midst, obviously, of one of the biggest travel weeks of the year here in the U.S. So can you give us a heads up on whether gas prices right now make sense based on competition, based on the markets, based on the time of year, and where do you expect them to go later this winter?
Well, you know, they do. In light of these refining kinks, prices have been coming down in Phoenix slowly, 2 cents a gallon in the last week. But these areas where Phoenix receives its supply has seen more of a price drop, meaning that no pun intended, there are more price decreases coming down the pipeline for Phoenix. And that's normal to see prices moving down for this time of year, not only because these refinery incidents are now behind us, but because gasoline demand is weakening as the temperatures cool. In addition, every area across the country now has switched back to a cheaper type of gasoline that's utilized in the winter. So that usually means costs savings. And so almost countrywide, prices are, in most places, declining. The one caveat is the price of oil, which, of course, makes up about half of what you're filling up with is refined oil. And the price of oil is subject to geopolitical issues, supply and demand balances. One of the biggest factors right now fueling oil prices is a potential trade deal between the U.S. and China that would bolster not only both countries' economies, but the global economy as well.
That is Patrick DeHaan. He is head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy. Patrick, thanks and happy Thanksgiving.
And you as well. Thank you.